the learning of being yogi and being shari tshuva. The new ways to learn shari tshuva is being elevated. The maisa is one very big avakasha. We're learning these big yisoides about tshuva and how chashuv it is and how important it is. But what people have a tendency to do sometimes is you learn about tshuva, so much about tshuva in Elul, and you forget to do something, and that is to do tshuva. You learn tshuva is wonderful, it's great, it really helps, but it's very easy to sort of like, wow, I gained such great hashkafas in life, but not to do anything with ma'isa. As before we get started, maybe la'idiyah. The ikar is we all must be makabel on ourselves to be a better person. We all want to be bali tshuva. We all want to grow. We all want to shine. And now we're learning chizik, how to make it happen, but there has to be something lemaisa, we're makabel on ourselves, that we want to be better this level. Because that's the avodah of Elul, to do tshuva. We blow the shofar every day, zok the Torah, to be ma'aras, remind us to do tshuva every day. Why do we need a reminder every day? Because or else we'll look like we do. We won't do tshuva. As we need a reminder every day. You got to remember, today's tshuva, right away in the morning. We got to remember, we have to be mekabel. As we're going to continue with a little chizuk and tshuva, but first thing is very important to take on a nekuda in tshuva. Okay, now. What many times causes that we don't want to take on an akuda and make a change is because we're very, very scared. How could I change? I am who I am. It's hard for me to change. And I don't want to change. I enjoy the way I am. I'm the reason I am the way I am for a reason. It's very, very hard for a person to change. So Chaska Levinstein said he was in Europe before World War II, and they knew the Germans were coming. Yet we know many Yidden didn't leave where they were. Why? He says, because human nature is, any change is very hard for them. By nature, people don't like changes. As even if they know the Germans are coming and they hear terrible things and say it's not true, it's not really going to happen, they'll make 100 excuses and they won't pick themselves up and run. But people who pick themselves up and ran away were saved. When it comes to Elul, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there are people like that too. You say Rosh Hashanah is coming, Yom Kippur is coming. In certain ways it's actually worse than the Germans, because we got a lot we have to do tshuva for. But some people like, it's hard to change. I don't want to change. I'll be comfortable. No, we all really have to change, and we all really could change. This is what he's coming, kilu nafuke. That feeling inside of us, I don't have it inside of me. I can't be this. It's not me. And there's some people, you talk to them, it's not me. It's not who I am. Doesn't talk to me. I'm not that kind of a guy. Azav de Rabbeinu Yehuda. Bizbar b'toyro. Ki yazah Hashem l'shovim, kasher ein yad tiva masegis, v'yikadash b'kirbom ruach taira, lahasid malas avosai. When a person tries to do tshuva, he's opening a whole new world in his personality that he wasn't in touch with. You're right, the way you feel now, I can't be a masmid, I can't be a tzaddik, I can't watch from Lashon Hara, I can't, because it's not me. But you don't realize, when you're doing tshuva, you're opening up a whole new angle of yourself. You're exposing, you're bringing out a beautiful part of yourself that could lay dormant for many years and never come to fruition. If we don't do tshuva, we don't try. But when we do tshuva and we try, we can bring beautiful new angles into our personality. When it comes to Shalom Bayis, I just saw someone when he first got married, and he said, for sure, he said, I'm telling you, Rebbe, I married the wrong girl. Baruch. And the girl also felt the same way. The feelings were mutual. See, now, years later on, Baruch Hashem Matzliach, Baruch Hashem happily married, Baruch Hashem, the children, and beautiful family, Well, he's a businessman, doing Gavaldik. And if you would have asked him, like originally when he had problems in Shalom Bayis, he said he's like nothing to talk about. This girl is not me. Pasha the Shatrin fooled me. And Lamaisa, what happened? He worked on himself. And she worked on herself. Both of them did tshuva. And now they have a beautiful marriage with beautiful children and a beautiful family. Many cases when there's a lack of shalom bias, not every time. There are some times where it's klal not a shidduch. When I say every time, many cases if people would work on themselves, their marriages are different, their relationships are different. Okay, tshuva is you can open up to a whole new age, but you gotta want to and you gotta work on it to make it happen. And Hashem opens up for people. Just like you see, sometimes you see a Baal Tshuva, you look at him before and after, you can't believe it. By you, there's a lot of angles you can't believe too, but it really could be you too. As that's what Birem is, and that's what he says, Yimol Hashem es levavcho, ves levav zarecho, zog de balaturim, this pasuk es levavcho, es levav is reshit Davis Eli. El is mesugel lekach, to make the changes in life. And we see over here, gavaldi gezach. By the way, when you're working on yourself and you're growing, you're not only helping yourself, you're helping your children too. Zera ledoire doiris, you're helping. As tshuva, when a person's doing tshuva, he's affecting him, he's affecting his children, he's affecting his whole future. Okay, now, as that's the gavaldi gemayla of tshuva. He says, "Dok yachoyti kishesh yisachar losha michatosav yichvol alav ma'od anjay b'chol yoy." We look at tshuva. Okay, I think tshuva is a wonderful thing to do. It didn't work out for me this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's okay. Sukkot, I'll have a great mood of it. It will be fine. Yeah, I'll learn next month. It will be fine. So I missed my opportunity to do tshuva. Okay. I missed out on my love. You know, between me and you, there's a lot of my lives I miss out of life. Yeah. Okay, it's not the first one that I missed. Zadir ben Yair, when you're ma'achar tshuva, it's not you missed out on a mila. You're married to yourself, ma'aid, ma'aid. Because Hashem is giving us an opportunity to do tshuva. If we don't take this opportunity that Hashem has helped us, we are making a statement to Hashem. We don't care. That makes our averus much more chomer. This is a very powerful nekuda. People don't realize this. When you have this big opportunity of Elul and you don't, it makes the einish very chomer. The Miri in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis says, someone who doesn't do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that itself is goyim lemachria kaf lechoiva, because it's such a terrible avera. How can you not do tshuva? As this is a zman and mesugel lekach, but realize it's not just a big opportunity. It's going to be machmer lematziv if we don't do tshuva. That's what he says, and he says moshe lekatzel listim shechovsham amelav beis asurim. There were people that were caught in the Beis Asurim and they got together and they made a tunnel and they ran out and one guy stayed there. He was left behind in the prison. As they came and they said to him, "Hamachteres dura lefnecha ve'echloi mihata li'malet al nafshecha," as they hit him. The question is, why does he deserve to get a patch if he didn't leave the prison? Like, what's going on? As what they're doing is, how could you not run away from prison? Obviously, you don't realize you're in a prison. Anyone who knows he's in a bad place, as soon as he gets an opportunity, he runs away. Look at some of the Bachrim at the end of this month. They run away. Why? Because it's hard for them. They know Yeshiva is a Beis Yisurim. We run away. We come back late. V'chule, some Bachrim, because... you know, if something's not good for you, you run away from it. What's the shot? As we give him a punch, this guy obviously doesn't realize. When people are not doing tshuva, you know why? Because they don't realize what averos are. they don't realize how much averis are plaguing, how much averis are problems. They don't chop the base ha'isurim of averis. And this is a very important point. Why is it that we're not running, we're not excited to do tshuva, we're not excited with this great opportunity to change and grow? Because we don't realize what we're accomplishing. If we'd only realize, and it just takes a little bit of thought, how averis really damage, they really destroy us, we would look at it differently. How can we be machazik the way we look at averis damage and averis destroy? As one simple way is, we look at the terrible things that have happened to you throughout. You could look at the Holocaust, you could look at Simchas Torah, what happened. You could look, all these things are because of averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulei tov. You could look at the terrible diseases, the terrible pain, the terrible agmas nefesh that there is in the world. It's coming for a reason, and you could avoid it. Basic Yiras Hashem. Not heavy, not tief, but basic Yiras Shamayim. A little bit of Yiras Shamayim. Not all the tzaris in the world come because the Rebbeim are not good in yeshiva. Not all the tzaris in the world come because my parents don't know how to be mechanech me. There are tzaris that come from averis. They're the main siva of tzaris in the world. We get this. We realize that averis are a base ha'isurim. It's really a bad place. We got to avoid it. It's a tremendous opportunity to do tshuva. Elohim se'ichar ha'tshuva zulosi ba'amei ha'aretz asher hein yishenim sheichavim v'lo yeshivu ha'levavam v'lo yidas v'lo tvuno lehem l'mayah limalit al nafsham. Will you find ichar ha'tshuva in amei ha'aretz asher hein yishenim sheichavim? Amei ha'aretz are sleeping. You don't find tshuva by them. Only tell me the Rechamim have tshuva. Now, if you would tell me Am Haaretz are sleeping, I would really think that's not a good way of describing Am Haaretz. The Bachum who aren't learning, they're not sleeping. Now, I know you'll say they're sleeping in the middle of first Seder. It is true. True. But they're up part of the time. They're really active. They're doing loads of things. I would say they're sleeping through life. Why are they called sleeping through life? What's the shena that Amaratzim have? There are many Amaratzim that they're not sleeping. They work from 9 to 5. They come home. They watch their whatever, their smartphone. They go to places. They go on Nofesh. They go to vacations. They play ball. They're active. They're shopping. They're going. They're doing. They're sleeping? Why are they called that they don't sleep? Boy. The Rambam says the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is, the Rambam in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, is Uri Yishena Mishinasta, the same Lashon as the Rebbeinu Yoina. Because Klal Yisrael is in a sleep, as we're blowing the Shofar to wake you up. My gosh, everyone is awake. Sometimes they even awake too many hours. What's the sleep? As the Rebbeinu Yaina says, Gevaldik, he upteaches what's the sleep, and it's very similar to the Rambam. Lo yeshivu alevavam, leidas, v'lo yitmun alem, l'mayah limolet al nafsham. You know what the sleep is? They're in such a deep sleep, they don't realize what's going on in life with them. They don't realize what's really important, what they really need to do. They're living in one big dream. There's only someone that wanted to know what's wrong with watching movies. Assuming you could find a clean movie, it's very hard to find them, but let's say you would find one. What's wrong with the idea of watching movies? As these different nekudas, we pick up the hashgafas, but there's another nekuda which is interesting. When you watch movies, what you're learning is you're learning to live in La La Land, in fantasy land. You're learning that life is like a movie. And by the way, that's the way the Goyim talk. The wonderful President of America, President Trump, when the Americans pulled off a tremendous thing, they did something with the army, President Trump described it, I really thought I was watching a movie. Because that's what happens in life. The movies make you ki'ilu, everything in life is not real. Everything in life is a movie. Everything is one big show. You know what the problem with that is? You're in a deep slumber to what the reality of life is. And many people, when it comes to real life, they're in a deep slumber. You know, how much am I learning? I'm in a deep sleep. How much am I really learning? I don't realize how much I waste my time. How much time do I waste a day? How much time do I waste a week? How much time do I waste on Friday and Shabbos? Where does it come from? Because I'm in a deep sleep. And my sleep is, I don't care if I waste time. In America, it became a science to waste time. They're mumchim on wasting time. It's actually, someone said a cute thing, they have a competition in New York City. Who could eat the most Franks in 2 minutes? A dogma. Yeah, they have a competition, you win a lot of money, loads of people come, they spend a Sunday morning. Who could eat the most Franks in 2 minutes? They make wasting time into a whole science that makes money. Sports. People ask, what's the problem with sports? I watch sports, it's clean. It happens to be very clean. You happen to be very right. But what are you doing? You're wasting life and you're wasting time. It absolutely has no meaning. The dogma, basketball. You take the toilet seat off the toilet, stick it against the thing, and everyone's shooting to get in the toilet seat. Whoever puts it in that toilet seat the most time, he's godless. He's godless. Baseball. He ran around all the bases and he got to the same place where he started. If he can do it against the team enough times, nifladi. Soccer. Yeah. There's a goal there. You gotta put the ball in the goal. If you do it enough, hundreds and thousands of people for thousands of hours are really emotionally involved. If their team wins, they jump. Oh! If their team loses, tears. Mommy, I wish people would cry on Tisha B'Av like they did when people, their team loses. Their mamish, the emotional energy that's wasted, the amount people remember who scored, how much he scored, how much he did. Like, what's the problem with sports? One basic problem. You took Narishkeit, you gave it Shivas, and it taught you for the rest of your life to waste your emotional energy, your koiches, your moiches, on shtusim v'avodim. As sports, movie, there's so many things in our society that just teach us shoot time. Singing, music, it's wonderful, it's relaxing. But if gone out of hand, you just shoot so much time away, you throw away so much time. As what is Elul about? The first thing we got to do, tshuva, is wake up. And not just sing Liebe Schmelzer's song, wake up. You got to really wake up. Wake up about life. What are you doing with yourself? What are you accomplishing with your life? That's one of the first tshuvas we got to do. Am I really using my life well? Am I really doing things? Am I really accomplishing? That's the Ichor HaTshuva. The Zman HaZeh, we're in such a deep Shena, and it's a frum Shena. It's not a Dvar Maisurim. We're not doing things that are wrong. But the sleep is so deep. As because the sleep is so deep, therefore comes Elul, and we don't chop. Let's get moving. Okay. As that is a very important Akuda to start doing Tshuva. So I'm thinking, what am I doing with my life? How am I using my life, my time? What am I accomplishing? Where am I heading in life? These machshavas, these izboninus wake us up and they give us an opportunity to use life properly. By people who go into the business world, lahavdil alfei alafim, as okay, fun and games are over, I'm not a bachur anymore, I gotta support my family, as now I gotta find a job. As what do I want to be? I want to be a lawyer, a doctor, real estate, not so good in New York anymore, whatever it is, health insurance, whatever it is. But it hits a point when a person gets serious, you know, fun and games are over. What am I doing with my life? Sometimes it hits Bakr and then they get married. Sometimes it hits a year afterwards, after the honeymoon's over. But it hits. But why is it for Ruchnius, we don't wake up? What are you doing with your life? As that is, Layim Se'icha, Tshuva Zulose Ma'ami Ya'aretz. The Yetzirah has a gewaltige thing. He put everyone to sleep. He's a mumcha putting people to sleep. They don't even chap how well he's got them in a deep sleep. That's one nekuda maybe to work on together, to do a tshuva together. Let's start waking up in life. Let's start thinking about tshuva. What can we do? How can we make our life more meaningful? Well, if you want to do tshuva other things, we're not stopping you. But at least to start from there also. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to use the time well. And you'll be able to see all of a sudden, when you start thinking this way, it's going to open up worlds in you, in Ruchnius. You could be a different person, a better person. You could enjoy Ruchnius at a whole different level because you're going to care about it. Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should be poteach the lev of kol klal yisrael and wake us up from the deep sleep we're in without any more yitzurim and tzaras, because we're going to wake up on our feet.